Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Score! This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4-KIDS.
You know, I just heard from somebody at the league that they're going to have a sit-down meeting with the mayor as well, the new mayor, Mayor Johnson, if there's possibly another site in the city of Chicago that he may want to propose. And not Soldier Field. That's gone. That's been gone for a long time. So they shouldn't be doing this. It's like they can't help themselves around here politically.
Let me follow up on that.
That's what's going on.
Real quick, Mark. So somebody from the league office informed you that the mayor of Chicago wants to have a sit down with the Bears or is planning one to talk about a different site other than Soldier Field in light of this recent development?
They're having a meeting. It's my interpretation what the meeting is about, but that they will be meeting, yes.
All right, take a meeting. Can't hurt. No commitment there. That was Mark Gannis, who was on this morning. He's the sports business expert with Sportico, and he was on with Mully and Haw talking about the Bears trying to gin up leverage right now one way or another.
So the Bears lease with the city for Soldier Field goes through 2033. They can first get out of their lease by paying a little over $84 million in 2027. And I think that number goes down for each year that they stay. So that's one of the other pieces of leverage, by the way, that the Bears have. Like, we've got a place to be for the next decade. So it's not like we have to run to whatever, you know, cockamamie project that's out there. They can slow play this a little bit. I mean, you still have to build in some time. I would say that if you're not at least having your place built by this time next year, you're in a little bit of trouble, but you at least know that your team has a home until 2033, no matter what.
That's how it is. Like, the Bears are a tenant, essentially. So they've got the lease, and construction only gets more expensive, it seems. That would be a concern of mine, but they've got to get the tax situation figured out, which is why we're even talking about this to begin with.
I don't think the Bears want to be in the city of Chicago.
And I don't think the mayor of Chicago is pining for the Bears to stay.
I know the last time the mayor acted as a super fan, it did not go well for any of us. But there is a part of me that wants Brandon Johnson to be like, yeah, I'll take the meeting. And then he sits down and goes, what's going on the defensive line?
Well, no, I think he can take the meeting because they're working together. Like, that, they're still part of the.
Still partners.
Yeah, they have a relationship, and he can say, "All right, what can we do for you?"
Ask the questions of the people.
What's
going on in the defensive line right now?
I think it's really smart for him to take the meeting with the Bears, partially because the relationship between the previous mayor and the Chicago Bears was historically bad. And this is an opportunity, like, even if the Bears are not necessarily in Chicago, wherever they go, it's going to affect Chicago in one way or the other. So it'd be smart for this mayor to get off on the right foot with the relationship with the Bears. There's no place in the city for the Bears to go. And it would, to me, it would be antithetical to Mayor Johnson's platform.
Well, let me say this. As an enthusiastic voter for Brandon Johnson, as a Chicago resident, I would be incredibly disappointed if he made a real pitch for the Chicago Bears. It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. What got us so excited about Brandon Johnson was that he took all of these long-held ideas about how money should be spent in a lot of ways and throwing money at the same popular things and instead said, why don't we reimagine this a little bit in a way that might not have as much short-term satisfaction but could invest in some areas of need that could show that a much greater return over time.
So the argument,
and I don't mean a financial return,
but here's the argument that pro business people in or around the Johnson administration would make. Mr. Mayor, this will not only generate jobs for people. You will win the public relations battle for the people who are meat-headed enough to believe that the Bears should only play in Chicago. And depending on where you would put a new Bears stadium, you will be able to generate the economy of a side or a neighborhood. Dan, you know I don't give a bleep. I'm telling you what those arguments are.
Yeah, those arguments also are full of holes.
Yes.
You're also going to displace people.
Yes.
The costs are going to bloat. You're going to get back into the same old Chicago contracting, horse trading, corruption that's only going to empower some of these long-standing forces. And you only have so much political bandwidth. You only have so many favors. You only have so much political power. And coming in, rather than trying to take care of all of these same old things, let the Bears go somewhere else. Find better uses for the resources.
We still have to pay off the debt. It's a $640 million balance that's left on the Soldier Field renovations the last time. That's something that Phil Rogers from NBC5 pointed out very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
Any elected official should consider that debt very seriously.
I mean, that's...
You should be a steward of the public money.
When it
comes to Johnson, the meatheads would say he's the mayor who saved the Bears. Because there's a lot of people who identify Lori Lightfoot as the mayor who lost them. I would argue there are other things lost as well. I don't agree with the casino location, for the record. I think it could have been put in a lot different places that would have had the ingress and egress make a lot more sense. But that's another story for another day. When it comes to Johnson, yeah, of course you take the meeting. But we've already lost so much as a public. If you live and pay taxes in the city, that debt is ballooned.
That debt is ballooned. But I will also say that citizens of Chicago are also citizens of the County Cook. And to me, the Arlington Heights thing is that we're going to end up paying for this if they end up in Arlington Heights, which is why I'm more bullish on them going to Naperville than I am to Arlington Heights, partially because of that. Like, selfishly, as a resident of Cook County, like, let DuPage and Will deal with all of the money that the Bears are inevitably going to ask for. And both of you guys are right about Johnson's platform. I mean, I won't use the S word, but his thoughts on wealth distribution, there's no way that it would be a shot to his credibility as mayor of the city to the people who put him in office if he were to okay some crazy stadium idea that is going to make it so that public money is again given to a private business. I mean, I just think that everything about his political career and everything that he has said up to this point on how he feels about wealth distribution says to me that the Bears getting a new stadium from the city of Chicago is a non-starter. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, because there are communities that need it a lot more than the community of the Chicago Bears. And that's what he ran on.
Or just, you know, pay off the debts that we've already gotten on that part of the budget. It's an overwhelming amount of money. And the fact that it has increased how it has is disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
People are still giving possible places to tear down things and put the...
Yeah, that seemed to be what this has become. The text line has been...
Look, let me tell you something.
No, you're not going to tear down the Museum of Science and Industry.
The texters that have made it, whether it was at the beginning of the show or right now, the texters that are making the argument about Joliet Speedway...
That's not a bad one.
I think you're right. And I didn't give Joliet their props. They're number three population-wise. So between... Naperville, Aurora, and Joliet, you got 2, 3, and 4 of population in this state that if the stadium went there, a lot of your infrastructure is already in place to move people from one place to the other.
I saw somebody on Twitter suggest the Green Acres Country Club site in Northbrook. Hell no.
Why not?
There, you can't get there. Other than the Edens and you got Dundee Road.
It's the place to be.
No. No.
Farm living. And
it's a life for me.
No, because of all the concentration of
land
wealth.
Spread out so far and wide.
Take Manhattan, just give me that countryside. That's the last place you need. You don't want a concentration of... Nobody living there wants a stadium there. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, the people in Naperville don't want the stadium in Naperville, but their mayor does.
But I'm saying
you're just finding out who's got access to grind with what.
Yeah, but the idea of a concentration of wealth around a stadium being good, no, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. That is a non-starter. It's hard enough to get there without a stadium there.
Yes, which is partially my point about Arlington
Heights.
What
do you call the neighborhood surrounding Northwestern exactly?
That's also a terrible place for them to have a stadium. There's no harder place to get anywhere in the world than Evanston.
Mustard's last stand.
Evanston is a nightmare. And they don't want to. They don't even want to rebuild their stadium.
They have a very nice renovation plan in place.
Yeah, they do, but they don't want it.
There are plenty of Evanston residents who are fighting like hell to not have that happen.
And you can't, I mean, have you ever tried to get to O'Hare from Evanston?
Yes.
No.
Good luck.
I mean, right now, getting to O'Hare from anywhere.
I know, but from there, forget it.
But this was my whole point about Arlington Heights that people from that area didn't want to hear before. When people are complaining about access to Soldier Field, and it's so hard for me to get there. Good luck with your infrastructure in Arlington Heights. Because I've been to the racetrack, and I've been there trying to get, when a bunch of people are trying to get there. It's not, no place will be easy.
The group of people who think that getting to Wrigley is difficult.
Even with Tay-Tay this weekend.
So the Metra is less than 2 miles from Green Acres. You need a Metra stop right at the stadium.
Two miles is a long time in November to ask people to
come on. These modern stadiums, the train has a stop there.
I'll just take my car on the train and then I'll drive the 2 miles.
Like Soldier Field does.
Come on.
There's a stop right there.
This is going to be an entertaining next several years of planes, trains, automobiles, and civil engineering, huh?
And gamesmanship. Like a lot of gamesmanship that's going to go on here. And there's going to be a lot of politics in it. This is the stuff that we're talking about. Like, don't lose sight of the fact that as much as I want the Bears to have a state-of-the-art place, I don't want to pay for it. I'm here with two residents of Chicago. I don't want you guys to pay for it either.
We're already paying for one renovation.
One renovation that they're getting ready to leave.
Yep.
Even though their lease isn't up until 2033. Now, as residents of Cook County, we might have to pay again? No. Let DuPage have that. You got it? DuPage, y'all got that money out there, don't you? Right? Naperville, Wheaton, y'all got that money?
A lot of land in Wheaton.
There sure is. Let's put it in Wheaton.
Fine.
I just want
Will County, you're up next. Let's break down that racetrack. NASCAR's coming to Chicago. We ain't never going back to Joliet. Now let's just go put the Bears out there.
How about all up Kirk and Farnsworth up there in Kane?
Fine. Let's do it.
What other places are we naming? What's next?
Gary. Let's go back to Gary.
What if we build on those wetlands that we're talking about?
I mean, honestly, you could honestly just build the stadium on the Gary Airport because no one uses the Gary Airport.
Except the air show.
Yes. They can find another place to
stage their F-15s or whatever it
is. Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine.
All right. I mean, I want the Bears to pay for it all and they can put it wherever they want.
Yes. That would be the perfect thing that happens here.
Because I'm not going there. It doesn't matter.
Would you go for a Final Four? Is there anything that could draw you out? A big UFC event? I don't know. Who knows?
UFC Dan.
Dan, who knows with you? You know, you come in here and be like, did you see that last fight? I never know. So I just throw stuff out at you to see.
I'm sure there's something that probably could, but I don't know what it is.
Preseason game free. For free.
I did. I saw a preseason game.
Get them out there.
Would you go to Naperville for a free preseason game?
Probably not.
I've got it. World Series.
White Sox.
No White Sox.
No,
I don't know. It's fine.
I mean, go White Sox.
It's just the idea of taking taxpayer money and making some sweetheart deal for the multi-billion-dollar NFL team. It just rubs me the wrong way. Buy your land, pay for it, make all your money.
Rockford, by the way, texter, Rockford threw their name in the hat this morning.
Oh, yeah, Rockford definitely.
Rockford would love to have the Bears.
You could tear down anything there. There's like almost nothing of value anywhere.
Well, I mean, people still live there, though.
Yeah, I know, but it's Rockford. So they're not even fully.
This text says, get Ravinia. Let's go.
Eat the rich.
A lot of people mentioned Six Flags, too. It's just really interesting to see what people want to tear down.
I mean, for the Bears, that would be super convenient.
Actually, Six Flags would be a perfect spot for them.
815 called it Bird Watching Championships.
Then that would get me out there?
Yes.
Oh, I'd lose. Or I would go there to spectate the Bird Watching Championships? I don't know how that would work.
I don't either, but it sounds like a sporting event you would enjoy.
What about tickets to Chunkosaurus? What if it was a viewing thing? Like, you get to see Chunkosaurus.
Chunkosaurus doing a one-man show?
Like, yeah,
live. How you doing, guy? You look good.
It's just Chunkosaurus singing, like, Barry Manilow's greatest hits.
That's
making
it.
Multiple costume changes.
People are looking for Chunkosaurus. That has become a thing.
Well, leave him alone.
I mean, they can't get to him.
Just let him hang out. I mean, anybody can get to him if they've got a kayak.
I think they just want to watch.
There's nothing to see. He's just sitting there.
Yeah, doing
his
turtle
own
things.
Damn business.
He had his friend out there. You could watch some of that if that's your in like you with those fish.
Actually,
you were watching when they were.
Yeah, I know. If it felt
gross,
was watching it.
No, I was bothering a couple of smallmouth bass that right down here who were busy.
Ew.
Yeah, big fish too, but they were doing fish creation things.
Somebody sent Brant of Brant's Weather Photos a video of sandhill cranes doing a mating dance.
Famous.
It was it was inappropriate.
Though it was the kids, it was a class, I forgot where they were, on Letterman every year that would do various bird calls and impersonations. And the highlight every year was like 2 sixth graders doing the sandhill crane full mating dance with the calls and everything.
There's, I don't know that I can handle
the sound. Completely choreographed. Yep. Yeah, I know. I would leave Chunkosaurus alone. I did fish the river over the weekend, and I was concerned that I might accidentally run into the chunk. Didn't see him.
Oh, okay.
By the way, is there something? Did I see Marine One just now? I saw three big military helicopters. Is somebody here?
I saw a big military chopper over the weekend.
I saw three.
I'm guessing it's not Marine One.
Marine Two?
Maybe Marine Two. Because the guy that would be on Marine One is still like doing a victory lap about
yeah,
the death
I know,
ceiling.
But we were
then falling.
We were driving, and I saw them fly right over when we were on Western Avenue yesterday, and then I just saw one out of the corner of my eye.
Maybe
here.
That's how they got Taylor Swift up out of here.
I think that actually might be, yes.
On military? No.
No, but it was a big, I think.
She's proud to be an American.
There was some large helicopter taking her somewhere.
At least she's
free. Well, that may be true, but there's not, those were.
Yeah, the one I was seeing was like a Black Hawk. Like, it was a serious military chopper.
Yeah, I don't.
Talk more Black Hawks.
Talk Black Hawks. Are you kidding me?
He won 3 awards over the weekend.
And I ran into an old friend over the weekend whose son is an OHL player. And I asked a future draft pick, and I asked him, I said, is this guy Bedard really any good? And he said to me,
he won all the awards. Well,
He's the first player ever to do so in the CHL.
I wanted to set it up. Is this guy really any good? And he said, he is a generational talent. He will be the best player the Blackhawks have ever had. He'll be the best player to ever play for the Blackhawks.
I was sitting there. I
mean, that's a lot.
That's what I said. I said, come on. He's 17.
Dude, I was sitting there yesterday and I was like, I still can't believe that happened. Still.
You see this text from the 312?
No.
It said, my 4-year-old caught a 13-inch largemouth bass and a slapping turtle. Now, I hope that's something. I've never seen one. I've seen snapping turtles. I've never stumbled on a slapping turtle before. Because I'm a little worried.
That's people are hoping.
Oh, we got another event for you at Mythical Bears Stadium.
What?
The Falconry Championship.
Indoor Falconry Championships. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Closest we're seeing the Falcons get to a championship.
Oh! When we come back, there was something that we all thought we saw in a White Sox game, and then it was confirmed that we saw it. And then there was a conversation about it, and we're going to have a conversation with you about that next here on The Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
I think it's just a question of that knee being right at 100% now. Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest factor in his hitting. But, you know, we mentioned Tim at the top. We also have to mention Benintendi, because that was a big hit yesterday. Coming off the bench cold. And, you know, you're facing one of the top relievers in all of baseball, and Alex Lang, and he comes in, drills the ball up the middle, turns out to be the winning run. I mean, pretty impressive stuff was going on, guys.
Steve Stone with Mully and Haw this morning talking White Sox.
White Sox have won three in a row. They beat Detroit. Now they are ready for a gauntlet. I didn't ask you to do Sox math. I'll save it until tomorrow because they will have not played. So we'll do Sox math tomorrow. I've been noticing, and I've been putting into the group chat a couple times, I feel like, was Tim running as hard as he could on a particular play? And then yesterday, it was Studs who beat me to it. There was this play where Tim Anderson's back gets absolutely shattered. I think it broke into at least three specific pieces that were out there. That can shock anybody, but it looked like he wasn't going that hard. Then there was a bobble, and it looked like had he been going 85, 90%, maybe he beats that play out. And considering the runs were at a premium in this series, it was a little disconcerting. So here's the play.
Shattered his bat. And Torkelson with a bobble, but he's got time to get Tim.
Some booing in there.
So after that, because you know, like you go, wait, did we see what we really saw? There was an explanation, courtesy of NBC Sports Chicago, from Steve Stone about what we saw.
And between innings, Pedro Grifol went up and had a conversation with Tim Anderson. Undoubtedly, it was about the ball that he hit and the run to first base. Torkelson bobbled it. It's an easy play if he doesn't bobble it. It turned out it was an easy play anyway.
Ooh. Well.
Yeah.
So is he, this is again, here's the White Sox stuff now. How's the knee? Has anybody in the organization said don't run hard on grounders and that's okay?
Don't run hard on grounders where you kind of know you're going to be out.
Have they said that? And then does he say, when Grifol comes over, does he say, hey, the training staff told me I wasn't supposed to run on those?
Do you really think it's any of that, though?
You never know with this team. Based on last year.
I know that there have been other instances where I've looked at it and I've been like, ooh. Not that you could have necessarily beat the play out, but it did feel like you weren't getting 100% effort. And yes, like that play in a game like yesterday's game, it was the type of play where had they lost, you would go, was there a missed opportunity?
Absolutely.
There, you know? And I'm grateful that Pedro addressed it, like addressed it immediately.
He didn't do the full Brian Snitker though.
No. Explain what happened with that.
Well, you know, it's tradition in Atlanta when there is a hustle problem that it was famously Bobby Cox taking Andrew Jones out of a game. Brian Snitker did the same to the resurgent Marcell Ozuna. I'd be happy if he took him and he threw him down a well, because Marcell Ozuna is horrible.
Bad guy.
But
A number of Braves do that. I don't know whether it's intentional or just accidental.
Way up in the air and deep to center. McCarthy under the home run porch. And it clanks off the front. That is a long single.
Brother.
That was hit so high up there that it hit the facing of that fence out there coming down.
In the air for over 6 seconds.
I mean, he hit the snot out of the
ball. And he watched it for what, 5.5 of them?
In the air for over 6 seconds, and Ozuna was there at first base. It was 415 feet, and it was a single. And then he was removed from the game.
Now, to be fair, in the White Sox series, Miguel Cabrera hit a ball 415 feet up against the wall, and Luis Robert made a great play on it. It ended up being a single for Miguel Cabrera.
But he
was actually doing his whatever he calls running. He was doing.
Do you remember in Pitch Perfect?
He would
Pitch
agree
Perfect?
With that, I think, at this point.
Do you remember the movie Pitch Perfect where they're doing running around the auditorium?
Yeah.
And Fat Amy is like lying down in the seats and she's, what are you doing? Horizontal running.
That's right.
That's what she called it. She was kind of moving her legs while she was lying down. And she said, I'm horizontal running.
That's what
he does.
Is Miguel Cabrera's third hardest hit ball of the season. And it looked like it was gone, but Mickey, you know, did what he does. And then he was like, he made a hard turn at first base. He's like, oh, man. Like, I thought maybe I would help my slug out a little bit.
So
single.
It's confirmed on these helicopter sightings, by the way. Studs, you're right. They're Blackhawk helicopters. Indeed.
Seth Jones.
There's one flying over the city right now, and there were three going back and forth from the lake yesterday. There's no information as to why. So you're right. The other ones, the like Marine 1, Marine 2, those are Chinook helicopters with the double rotors. These were big old Black Hawk war machines.
She's great on Succession.
Not
Sarah,
bad.
Sarah Snook is her name. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was funny, and I don't even watch the show. That's, you know, for all the talk that we do about TA running to first, and it was a play where you're going to ask the questions, the thing that still concerns me about him is...
No slug?
Yes. And I'm not just talking about home runs. I'm saying hard hit balls in general.
I mean, Layla, you got, between him and Benintendi, two guys that are in your lineup every day that don't have a home run.
That's wild.
Oh, yeah. One of them is your biggest free agent contract ever.
Wild, right?
Huh. That seems problematic.
And who was your biggest contract before that? Because he's still on the team, too. Grandal.
Right.
Man, when we do the actual, like, White Sox contract autopsy.
And in today's post-2017 MLB world.
Oh, that list you showed me.
Big contracts need to be slugged.
That list you showed me was not great.
Terrifying.
I
think about it often.
His barrel percentage. He's only had 6 barrels. In 139 contact events.
Like with Dansby Swanson, for example. I'm not as worried because, like, look at the ball he hit yesterday for a double. Look at how many hits he's still producing. Like it's a different calculus to me. But yeah, it's the pop off the bat that worries me.
What's weird is his hard hit percentage is actually higher. His hard hit percentage is at a career high, but his barrel percentage is not.
Figure that?
I don't know. His barrel has to do with launch angle and exit velocity. Hard hit percentage isn't launch angle. So it could be when he hits it hard, it's on the ground.
Like the Jason Hayward thing.
Yeah.
Where he just kept...
Yeah.
He'd be 102 off the bat, right, but it would be to the second base.
Right. It would be right at his feet, and it would be an easy two hopper. So that my guess is that's kind of a fluke. That might be a swing path issue. But yeah, his weighted on base is 284.
Man, Hayward's still doing all right, man.
Good.
He's an 835 OPS this season. He's an OPS plus of 123. He's a 1-1 war player this year. Good for him.
What Cubs fans have been happy with that if they had gotten that production out of him
these
last 3 years?
Let's see, because he's already at... Yes, they would have, Layla. Look, you want to know why? Because then he's already at the home run production this year with the Dodgers that he had in 2020 with the Cubs.
Yeah.
And in 2021, he's only got 2 more home runs than he has already this year. And last year, he only hit 1 home run, and he's got 6 of them right now for the Cubs. For the Dodgers.
Bring back some happy White Sox feelings from the weekend, and we'll close on a high note next on The Score.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Sox will try to walk them off.
and get Liam a win in the bottom of the ninth. And that shot gives Liam Hendricks a win today. Great way to cap the week.
Two games in a row for Liam, line drive grand slam, and the Sox sweep the series and send the Tigers to Philadelphia, a most unhappy bunch.
So nice to hear Len Casper call Liam Hendricks getting a win and the White Sox walk it off, and we're talking about a sweep today. All of those things are nice.
So who let the brooms out? They actually,
oh, no.
They were let out for other reasons, as you heard in the open.
Who let the brooms out? Who?
Yes.
Stop. We should just keep that.
Well, this is why they hate us.
So not only did Kyle Hendricks get the win.
Everybody who's not in the media.
He got it, and he knew he did. Kyle, God, I keep doing that. It's like saying Mike Caruso for Alex Caruso. Liam Hendricks got the win on National Cancer Survivors Day.
Yeah, it's been an emotional week. Obviously, that's my first time since I've been back, going back-to-back up here. And the stuff ticked up as well, which is nice. It's one of those scripts. I mean, my wife texted me, was like, you got your first win on National Cancer Survivors Day. And that's one thing that's pretty special. Obviously, as soon as you get diagnosed, you're considered a survivor. You've lived through this. And that's something that hopefully I can continue moving forward and continue being somewhat of at least doing the right thing on the field and give some people some hope to continue fighting.
His story has just been like, the thing about Liam, and especially during Pride, when he's been such a vocal advocate for the LGBTQIA community, seeing him win, and I don't mean win the game, like win with the Hodgkin's lymphoma, he's always been one of the most interesting, introspective athletes, I would say, in the history of Chicago, but recently it's more clear. And I he's so easy to root for, and I'm glad that he is healthy. I still don't understand how he was out there pitching with everything that was going on with his body. It's amazing. There should be a book that chronicles all of this stuff when it's all said and done. I would read it from cover to cover, because that guy's got interesting thoughts on a lot of different things. And I'm glad that he represents the White Sox, because there have been some questionable stuff going on with representing the White Sox lately, and not with that dude. And he should be celebrated.
Indeed he is. And we will say good afternoon to the Parkins and Spiegel Show when we return on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.